Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Practical Parsha podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, and I hope you are well. Before we begin this week's episode, I wanted to make a request of you, the audience. So, as many of you know, I've been doing the podcasting for the past few years, something which I enjoy tremendously, and I'm so thankful for you, the listeners, and the great feedback that I've gotten over the years, as well as the friends and relationships that have been built through this podcast. Thank God. It happens to be that I'm not a full-time podcaster. I do it on the side. I still have to make a living for my family. And for the past few years, what I've been doing, my job has been the director of outreach, of programming, at the Ben Salem Jewish Outreach Center in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And now, actually, I'm coming to a point in my career where I have to change jobs. Nothing bad. It was a great experience. Just time to move on to new endeavors. And the organization that I previously worked for, they are honoring my wife and I at their upcoming dinner, which is going to be coming up this coming Thursday. So you might say to yourself, so what does that have to do with me? You know, I'm not coming to the dinner. But the answer to that is that really, this podcast, the way it got started, really has a lot to do with the organization that I worked for the past few years, being involved in Jewish education, Jewish outreach. And it was really this position that I was in previously that helped give me the springboard to do podcasting, gave me the wavelength in my mind to have to do such a thing, to accomplish such an endeavor. You know, thank God I'm doing it. Don't get nervous. I'm still planning on doing the podcasting and keeping it going, God willing, for many, many years. But I believe that this organization, the opportunity that I got from this organization, helped springboard me to start my podcasting career. And really what that means is not about me. It's not about career, but it's about spreading Torah and connecting Jews to their heritage. And it really would really mean a lot to me, even though maybe you're in different parts of the world. But if you enjoy this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you could perhaps make a dedication in the journal in the honor of my wife and I. You know, we're doing this, we're taking this honor. Everything has its time and place. We are taking this honor. And I want to do my part to make sure that this event is a success. It raises the necessary funds for all the great work that's done over here with this organization. So I ask of you humbly, if you can make a contribution, it could be a page, it could be two pages, it could be a smaller donation, you know, any amount is accepted. The link is in the show note below. And you could pause for a moment right now. You know, we say, Zrizim Makdimin L'mitzvos, that when you have a chance to do a mitzvah, you do it right away. So you could put this podcast on pause for just a moment. Go right down to the show notes, click on it, put that ad in, and continue the show. And as always, before we continue into the podcast, my email address is rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera. Now, Vayera, there's so much in the Parsha, but just to give a quick overview, the Parsha starts off with Avram Avinu, Abraham, after his bris milah. And Hashem sends three malachim to visit Avraham. And they come to tell Avram different messages. And one of the messages that the malachim tell, the angels tell Avram, is that he's going to have a son from Sarah. He also learns about the destruction, impending destruction of Sodom, that Lot should be saved. And Abraham prays that the city of Sodom should be spared, it should be saved. Hashem listens to Avram and says, if there are some righteous people, we will save the city. And Avram prays and prays and prays, and it comes out that there are not even 10 righteous people that have a merit of saving the city. And God has to destroy the city of Sodom. The Parsha continues with the malachim going to save Lot from the city of Sodom, which they do by taking Lot and his daughters out of the city before it is destroyed. We also discuss in this week's Parsha how Sarah is abducted again by Avimelech, how Avimelech is stricken by taking someone else's wife. Hashem strikes the house of Avimelech. He realizes what he's done, releases her, and makes a treaty with Avraham Avinu, with Abraham. Finally, the Parsha finishes off with perhaps what this Parsha is known for is the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, where Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to take Yitzchak, who has been born to him, the offspring that Hashem says, this will be your son, this will be who your generations will come through him. And Hashem promised him that he's going to be a great nation and all the good things. And we know that Avraham Avinu, Abraham, spent his years telling the world about the evils of human sacrifice. And now Hashem tells Avraham to take Yitzchak and to go slaughter him. This is Akedas Yitzchak. And the Parsha tells us about Avraham Avinu listens to the word of Hashem. He takes his son. He's about to shecht him. And Hashem says he's about to slaughter him. And God says, stop, don't do it. And this is one of the tests of Avraham Avinu, according to most commentaries. This is the 10th of the 10 tests that God tests Avraham Avinu. The first idea I want to share with you today from this week's Parsha takes us to the beginning, to the first verse of the Parsha. What does it say? So Avraham Avinu, Abraham, is recovering from giving himself a circumcision, from giving himself a bris milah, and God makes it very hot outside because he doesn't want Abraham, to be troubled, so no guests should come. No people should be outside. He doesn't want him. He knew that Avraham Avinu always took care of the wayfarers, the travelers, and he made it extra hot so that there should be no one found outside. But this pained Avraham Avinu. The Parsha begins with Hashem appearing to Avraham Avinu and visiting him. And we see, actually, there's many, this is one of the sources of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. This concept that the Shechina, the divine presence, is with a sick person, that God himself came to visit Avram when he was recovering, when he was getting better. The verses begin. Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. Now, if you look at Rashi, he makes a very interesting point. Rashi says, Beilone Mamre, in the plains of Mamre. Mamre was a person. So this event of Hashem, of God appearing to Avraham Avinu, happened in Mamre's area, in the plains of Mamre. Now, if you think of it for a second, why is it necessary to say whose property God appeared himself on, right? Why do we need to say that God appeared to Avraham in Mamre's area, in the state of Mamre? Why is that important to the conversation, to the context of the Torah? Nothing's extra. Everything's exact. So Rashi says as follows. Hu shenasen le'etza alamila. It was Mamre that gave Avraham Avinu, that gave Abraham the advice to do the bris milah. Lefikach nigla elav b'chalko. Therefore, Hashem rewarded him, or he merited that God should be revealed in his portion, in his area, in his state, in his city, right? Because he gave good advice to Avraham Avinu, to Abraham, to get the bris milah. So now the reward was that he appeared to Avraham Avinu, that Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu in the plains of Mamre. Now, just to give a little background here about this advice and this episode of what happened, it's brought down in the Midrash that before Avraham Avinu went to do the bris milah, he asked for advice from his friends. He asked Enor, Eshkol, and Mamre. And he asked Enor, she said, should I get a bris milah? And he said, no, you shouldn't get a bris milah. He asked Eshkol, he said, should I get a bris milah? He says, no, you shouldn't get a bris milah. And he asked Mamre, and Mamre says, yes, you should. If Hashem is telling you to get a bris milah, you should get a bris milah. Only Mamre gave him the advice to do it. The other two said, you're old, it's too risky, don't do it, it's dangerous. But only Mamre said it. He said, even if it's dangerous, if it's what Hashem said, that's what you should do. And there's a beautiful insight I saw brought down from the Sfas, one of the great Hasidic masters. He says, so what's so special that Mamre gave advice to Avram Avinu, and now he gets rewarded that Hashem reveals himself in Mamre's portion? What's going on over here in this episode with Enor, Eshkol, and Mamre, and now that he gets this reward? And he says something very interesting and insightful, which I think is very applicable to each and every one of us. He says that when Avram Avinu was asking his friends, should I get a bris milah, right? God commanded him, go get a bris milah. Avram Avinu was very old. It was very risky. So he's asking advice. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Right? Something we do. We ask our friends for things. We ask our friends, our family of friends for advice, what to do, how to deal with things. And he asked for advice. And when he asked for advice from his friends, what he was saying in essence is that when he was about to get the bris milah, he was going to be separated now from the rest of the world. Because if the whole idea of bris milah, of circumcision, is this idea of separation, that the Jewish people are separate. It's a reminder to that fact. And he was, in essence, asking them, should I get the bris milah? And Enor and Eshkol, they said to themselves, says, if Avram Avinu, if Abraham gets this bris milah, he's not going to be one of us anymore. He's going to be separate. He's going to be different. And we don't want to lose Avram Avinu. He's our friend. He's close to us. He's a tremendous spiritual benefit for us to be with. And now we're going to be separate from him because he's going to have this bris milah and we're not. And therefore, they advised him to not go through with it because it was too risky. But Mamre was also a friend of Avram Avinu. And he was also going to be separated from Avram now because he wasn't going to, he didn't have the commandment of the bris milah. Only Avram did. Only Avram had the commandment to circumcise himself. Mamre wasn't going to be circumcised. There was going to be a separation here between Mamre and Avram Avinu. And what was his reaction to Avram Avinu asking this question? He said, if that's what Hashem wants from you, you should surely do it. That even though he was personally going to lose out from Avram Avinu going through with this circumcision, with this bris milah, that didn't matter to him because what was important to him was the will of Hashem, was the will of the Almighty. That even if he was going to, quote unquote, lose out because he was going to lose out on Avram Avinu to have that separation, he felt that it's more important that there should be kiddush shem shamayim, that there should be honor brought to God. That's more important than his personal friendship with Avram Avinu. And I think this is a very beautiful idea that we could take for ourselves. Most of the time, we always think about our situations, we think about ourselves first, and that's normal. But I think when it comes to our spirituality, when it comes to serving Hashem, you know, we can't just think about ourselves. We have to think about, you know, bringing honor to Hashem. And really, you know, many times when we get into fights with people, we get into arguments, or we're thinking about ourselves. But if we remember that it's not about us, it's about the honor of Hashem. And even if we're quote-unquote going to lose and Hashem's going to gain, we should always pick that Hashem should gain. Because when Hashem gains, everybody gains. And I think this is an important idea when it comes to every Jewish person, to know that there's a bigger cause here, that it's not just about you, us. It's about the whole Jewish people. It's about the honor of Hashem. It's about the glory of God. So it comes out that if someone's going to do something better than us, you know, when it comes to Kvod Shamayim, to the honor of heaven, right? Think about shul committees or different jobs that have to get completed. And we have our egos. We want to feel good. We want to have pride, right? But if there's someone else going to do it better, who cares if it's me? Who cares if it's him? It's about the honor of Hashem getting to its full strength. So if someone else could do it better, let them do it. Right? And there's a lot of ways where this idea could manifest itself, that it's not just about us. And it's about the bigger picture. It's about Klal Yisrael. It's about the Jewish people. It's about Kvod Shamayim. It's about the honor of heaven. And we see from Mamre, though, that even when a person is Mimayit B'Kvod Atzmai, when he lessens his own honor for the sake of the honor of heaven, right? He's he takes away from his own honor, like Mamre did. He says, you know what, Avraham Avinu, you should get the bris milah. You should do it. God told you to do it. Even if it's going to be, we're going to not be friends anymore. We're not going to be so close. We're not going to have the same connection. When a person does that, you always gain. Because we see from here that Mamre, even though he thought he was losing out, in the end he gained. Because that's what it means in Rashi. Because since he gave Avraham Avinu to do it, to get the bris milah, right? Even at his own expense, but he realized it was for the Kvod Shamayim, it was for the sake of heaven. He got rewarded that when Hashem came to Avraham Avinu, when he revealed himself to Avram, to Abraham, it happened in his portion. And I think the lesson for us is that when we lessen our own honor for the honor of heaven, in the end, we never lose out. Because we're doing the right thing now, and in the long run, we always come out ahead. A second idea I want to share with you today takes us the commandment that God gave to Abraham, to Avram, to slaughter his son, to Akedas Yitzchak. And what does the pasuk say? Vayomer kach noas bincha es yechidcha, asher ahavta es Yitzchak, velech lecha al eretz ameria, v'aleu sham lo ila. Hashem said, he said, please take your son, your only one, whom you love, Yitzchak, right, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, bring him up there as an offering. Now, I saw Rabbi Twersky brings down a beautiful idea. How did Avraham Avinu know, when he got this commandment, that maybe he was hallucinating? How did he know that this was the right thing to do to go and slaughter his son? You know, as I mentioned earlier, this was the antithesis of everything that Avraham Avinu, that Abraham stood for his entire life. His entire life, he was fighting against all the paganism and the human sacrifice that was widespread in the world at that time. And he pushed against it. And he changed. He really, Avraham Avinu brought monotheism to the world. He brought this concept of monotheism, that there's one God, that there's one Hashem. And before then, this didn't exist on a mass scale. So now, Avraham Avinu has spent his entire life promoting the ideas of that there's one God and Hashem, he's running the world, and he wants the people to serve him and not to serve idols and not to serve the paganism, to do these rituals of sacrifice, human sacrifice, take their children and do it. He gets a commandment from Hashem to do something which is the total opposite of what he stood for. Maybe he's hallucinating. Maybe he's just, maybe he misunderstood. Maybe he misunderstood the commandment from Hashem, right? It just, to us, it doesn't make sense. We wouldn't be able to process. So there's an answer which I saw. We know that the Gemara tells us that a person needs to serve Hashem, to serve God with his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara, his good inclination and his evil inclination. And we've talked before about this idea of the two forces that are pulling inside of us. We have the good, the pull towards good, and we have the pull towards bad. And there's different ways of breaking it down, but the basic idea is that there's a Yetzer Tov, there's the good inclination, and there's the Yetzer Hara, the bad inclination. But the question is raised, is how do you serve Hashem with your evil inclination? We understand with the Yetzer Tov, with the good inclination, that to do good, there's a pull to do good, so I understand how you could serve God in that capacity. But when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, how do you serve God with your Yetzer Hara, with your evil inclination, right? He wants you to do bad things. And the answer to that lies in the story to the Akedah. When Avraham Avinu was traveling to bring his son up to Har HaMoriah to sacrifice him as a offering, the Midrash tells us that the Satan, which really the embodiment of the evil inclination, appeared to him. And he said, you know, he tried to convince him out of doing this mitzvah, to convince him to not perform the Akedah. And when Avraham Avinu met the Yetzer Hara, when he met the Satan, and he realized that he's trying to convince him out of doing what he thought, how he understood the commandment of Hashem, he knew for sure that he was doing the right thing. He realized right then and there that it wasn't a hallucination anymore. This is exactly what God wanted me to do. when he had the forces, the other side, the Yetzer Hara, trying to convince him out of it. So then he knew for sure that he's doing the right thing. And every logical explanation that the Satan gave him was just another reason that Abraham made up in his mind that he was going to do this mitzvah. And really, this idea takes us back to the original question that we had. When the Talmud tells us that a person needs to serve Hashem, to serve God with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, with the evil inclination and the good inclination, it means this, right over here from this week's Parsha about the Akedah. The Yetzer Tov, the way it works, is that it gives us a command. We have a commandment, it tells us to do something, but it doesn't nag at us. Maybe there's guilt that can nag at us, but it doesn't tell us, do this, do this, do this. It's only the Yetzer Hara that tries to stop us consistently and prevent us in our tracks from doing good. And it'll do whatever it can to hold us back from achieving that goal. And when it says in the Gemara, in the Talmud, to serve Hashem with both the good, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, it means that we should use and learn the tactics of the Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem fully. That when we are trying to do something and we're not sure if it's the right thing or not, and sometimes we have things that get in our way, hurdles that try to hold us back, or we're trying to logically think to ourselves all the reasons why we shouldn't do a mitzvah, we shouldn't do something good, so that should reinforce in ourselves the desire to complete that mitzvah, because most of the time, 99% of the time, it's the Yetzer Hara trying to not get us to do it. And that's what it means to serve Hashem with both of our inclinations. Because the good, we understand, to follow that good inclination. And through the bad, that when the bad inclination, when the Yetzer Hara tries to hold us back from doing something, and it gives us those logical reasons of all the good reasons in the world why we shouldn't do it, and many times it gives us these very religious reasons, very firm reasons why we shouldn't do a good mitzvah. So then we should use that, inclination and that idea and to really reinforce ourselves to actually complete the mitzvah and use it to completion. And that's what it means to not let him convince us out of it, but rather to have that resolve within ourselves to get the job done and to complete the mitzvah to get to the place we want to get to. And that's what we see from Avraham Avinu, how he himself, maybe he wasn't sure about something, but when he saw the Yetzer Hara trying to convince him out of it, he recognized there and then that this was the right thing to do. So when it comes to our own lives as well, to have that same resolve, to not let the Yetzer Hara use his tactics to convince us out of something, and to see all our mitzvos to completion. So that is the finish for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomocohn@gmail.com. Have a great day.